Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 810 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Shane Tucker is the Chief Deputy of the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office. Chief, welcome back to the program, sir.
Good morning, Andrew.
Hey, good morning. So you guys had a case, it was not within the last week, but it was maybe 2 weeks ago, and I had kind of asked you about it, and you'd said you wanted to look into it a little bit to find out more information because, you know, questions have arisen about you know, the appropriateness of the investigation, of the arrest, and some things like this. But it had to do with a Navarre couple, and they had some puppies that were found behind their trailer. So you tell me what happened and then kind of how we got there.
You know, we've actually had two kind of upsetting cases involving animal cruelty in the last month or so. The first one, the one that you're talking about, took place latter part of February, I believe. One of our deputies on patrol located what appeared to be some abandoned puppies in a mobile home park. They were found behind an abandoned trailer in that park. Now, in this particular case, it does seem the puppies were discovered soon enough that they weren't emaciated. They weren't in any real life-threatening danger at that point. It really only appeared they'd been abandoned for a few days when the deputy found them. However, both of the owners were in fact charged with leaving the animals without sufficient food and water, and in that particular case, you know, a crisis was averted for those puppies. But the next case that took place last month wasn't quite as fortunate. We responded to a home in Munson after receiving a complaint of some animal mistreatment, and when they got there, the deputies found that the condition of the animal was absolutely emaciated. In fact, there had been two animals in the residence, a dog and a cat, and according to the deputy, it looks like the dog wound up eating the remains of the cat. There was just, you know, some fur and stuff left. Now that owner has been charged with animal cruelty, but you know, it just kind of shocks the conscience that anybody would abandon a pet like that and just leave them to starve.
Yeah. No, it is. It's horrible. And one thing about back to the Navarre case for a second, were they discovered by like a neighbor, or how did you guys come to be involved in that?
You know, it is my understanding that a deputy discovered it. You know, but I could be mistaken about that.
Okay.
I believe they were originally discovered by a deputy on patrol.
Just out and saw them basically on patrol?
Yes, they were outside.
Oh, okay.
They were pinned up outside, from what I understand.
Okay. And we also had an incident over the weekend where I'm going to let you tell this story because it's a different one. It's a different one. Something that happened at your offices, right?
I sure did. And, you know, not something you see every day. We actually had a drunk driver deliver himself to the jail about 1:30 Friday morning. Our deputies were dispatched to our very own parking lot here in East Milton after a vehicle had been reported to have rolled over in the parking lot. That in and of itself is pretty darn unusual. But witnesses saw the driver driving erratically, speeding down East Milton Road, and he hit some curb, ran across some grass, and just flipped. After we got on scene, it became relatively evident that there were some strong indicators of impairment. So FHP, as they came out and worked the crash, they also arrested the driver for driving under the influence. You know, the circumstances surrounding that are pretty humorous, but I think it's important for us to recognize there's nothing funny about driving under the influence. This young man could have killed himself or somebody else, and unfortunately, oftentimes in cases of DUI, that's what happens. So while there were no serious injuries, we're thankful for that, you know, but next time could be worse.
Well, and as you said, I mean, we live in this world where, you know, you deal with difficult things all the time, and, you know, we talk about those things as well, and on the one hand, we all recognize the danger and the horror that drunk driving causes. On the other hand, a guy who drinks and then flips his car on the grass at the police station and hits a tree and winds up going to jail because you guys get a call to the front lawn, I mean, that's a little funny.
No, Andrew, that's a lot funny. But, you know, I just want to throw that part in there about how dangerous DUI is.
Yeah, I know. Anything else happen over the weekend, Chief?
No, nothing I think is newsworthy, but if you don't mind, I would like to take just a moment to remind folks that we've got a open house, a community open house coming up this Saturday, April the 15th. We're going to have food. We're going to have different demonstrations by some of our specialty teams, like our canine folks, our SWAT folks. They're going to show you some of the things that we can do and some of the resources we have. We're going to have our EMS partners out there are going to be showing off some of their capabilities and resources, and there'll be stuff for the kids and for everybody. So it should be a really good time and a good opportunity for folks to come out and kind of get to know more about their sheriff's office.
Oh, nice. And on tax day, I mean, you know, when better to have a party? Santa Rosa County.
I didn't even make that connection.
That's my son's birthday, so I know very well all the things that happen on that day and in history. It's a very complicated day in history. Chief Shane Tucker, his chief deputy of Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office. As always, Chief, thanks for the time this morning, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Andrew.
You bet. 8:15 News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
As we take a look around, not showing any problems right now. It looks like everything is running smoothly, not showing any problems in Navarre. Taking a look on 98, it looks like it's clear sailing. Watch for your usual areas of congestion. Do watch out for a hit-and-run crash. This is Creighton and Davis, but it looks like it may have been moved off to the side. Certainly watch for emergency vehicles and text in your traffic tips. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, if you're thinking about selling your home or buying a home, I mean, both sides of the equation, Christina Leavenworth is just fantastic at this. And I know it almost sounds like it can't be true, that you could sell, you know, 200 homes in a year, and so at any given time you're working with a handful of people or more, but how can that be true and also that you feel like you're her only client, like she treats it like it's her own house? I genuinely don't know, but I do know that's the reality of it. I know that, you know, closing comes and all of a sudden there's mystery holes in the wall and she'll go with the spackle, and like she's done that. You know, just because that's what you need to do. Like, it's a whatever needs to be done, get it done kind of mindset, and really to, you know, work with you and answer your questions and make you feel like, you know, this is a very important transaction in your life, and let's just make sure that you feel great about it. So whether selling or buying, because the same knowledge and skills that benefit you if she's your seller's realtor representative, same thing on the buy side. She knows what you're going to be up against, what's going to be a winning bid, because she knows that people would have bid on the house if she were selling it, right? Like, that's kind of that knowledge base that comes to you. So whether you're buying or selling, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, 723-9158, 723-9158.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
ECUA's free Recycling Coach app is here. Discover which materials are recyclable, receive automatic reminders on waste collections, schedules, and holiday update, and use the report, a problem feature, to schedule a special pickup or report a missed pickup. What's more, there's educational information on a wide variety of recycling topics and resources. Download the Recycling Coach app today with the App Store or Play Store. Also accessible from the ECUA website. That's ecua.fl.gov.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
What's this weapon's name, Private Pyle?
Sir, the private's weapon's name is Charlene, sir.
Private Pyle, you are definitely born again hard.
I don't know what you've been told, but time is running out, no need to take a stroll.
Yeah, it wasn't all fun and light after that.
I know. There are many like it, but yeah, this one is mine.
This one is mine. That's right. A little Full Metal Jacket there for you. 820 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Let's get to David Wayne in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, it could shape up to be another brutal week for many of the areas that have already been hit by severe weather over the weekend. At least 30 people in seven states were killed by tornadoes. Now the National Weather Service says the Midwest, Iowa, Missouri, Illinois, all the way through Arkansas and Texas, at risk for more tornadoes over the next several days. Former President Donald Trump heading to New York City today ahead of his arraignment tomorrow. Trump expected to stay overnight at Trump Tower in before he makes his way to the criminal court building tomorrow. And reportedly, he's facing numerous counts connected to business document fraud and hush money payments. So last night was World Wrestling Entertainment's WrestleMania weekend, right? Today, they've got a brand new owner. They announced a sale of the company today. Endeavor Holdings announced they're purchasing WWE, and they're going to be merging it with Ultimate Fighting Championships to put both of those companies under one umbrella.
Wow. Sounds like Brock Lesnar's all set.
Yes.
He do both.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 821 News Radio 92.3. Oh, we have a unusual traffic report that came in from FHP just a little while back. Terrible accident apparently took place early this morning on University of West Florida campus. Basically, around, looks at the time I have here is about 2:13 in the morning is when this took place. And the description from FHP is Campus Drive near the intersection of Campus Lane on UWF campus. A vehicle was traveling west on Campus Drive at a high speed, approaching a curve in the road. And if you know Campus Drive, you know exactly where this is. You go in on University, you turn left at the hedges, and you're going down the road, and it's going to bend to the right. It's not a dramatic bend, but it's a full loop, right? Driver failed to maintain control of the vehicle. Crossed over a curbed grassy median and sideswiped a tree. Vehicle came to a rest in the westbound lane of travel on Campus Drive. Due to the seriousness of the crash and injuries sustained, the driver was pronounced dead at the scene. Male, age 21, from Pace, Florida, is everything that we know at this moment. So that was early this morning, again, on the campus of UWF. So very early this morning, and a very sad outcome to, you know, we don't know exactly why, and they haven't said anything else about this, but that's the news as we know it at the moment. 822 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. What was the other thing I was just going to tell you about that went straight out of my brain as soon as I was thinking about that story, because it's, you know, pretty awful and, you know, kind of distracting from everything else that I had in mind. I don't want to get into all that today. I see stories and just like, okay, I'll give you one example of this, okay? Asa Hutchinson is now running for president. And you said,
who's Asa Hutchinson?
There you go.
Yeah. Is he or she related to John?
No relation whatsoever. Asa Hutchinson is governor of, Arkansas? No, is that
no,
right?
No, I thought that was Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Well, she is now, yes, but this is in the past because Asa Hutchinson is like a, man, that's kind of like when I was a kid almost. But, former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson yesterday announced on ABC's This Week. You'll note I didn't watch ABC's This Week. I was cooking all day yesterday for Men Who Cook. A little busy making the caramel corn that people loved. First place winner.
Let's
just say
it. I got sick on eating it this morning.
How much did you have this morning?
I don't know.
Keep eating it and eating it.
10 cups. It's
bacon,
so good.
Bourbon, cayenne, caramel corn.
Can you get drunk on it?
No, the alcohol cooks off. But I know, it's a little disappointing. So he says, this is funny, he goes on ABC's This Week to announce it, and he says, well, I'll make a formal announcement later this month. Talk about the news that nobody heard. He says people want leaders that appeal to the best of America and not simply appeal to our worst instincts. Do they? I mean, we say we do, you know? But that's like people saying, I wish you'd just give us the positive news all the time. It's been tried, you know? And then it goes out of business within 3 months. Anyway, he says, I believe I can be that kind of leader for the people of America. I guess this would be like sort of the Jeb Bush strategy. Because he's an elder statesman-ish kind of guy with, you know, not a lot of negatives and a, you know, stable conservative or whatever. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see. I don't think that the Republicans need more people throwing their hat in the ring. And, you know, but, you know, that's my own opinion.
Somebody just texted in and says, I'm in the non-important Hutchinson family branch.
Nice. All right, Candy, you got traffic on the fives. Tell them about it.
Sort of. We're watching a hit-and-run crash this morning on Creighton and Davis. Busy intersection, but as I understand, not blocking the intersection. Watch for emergency vehicles. Traffic on the fives. If you have a traffic tip, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. You know, if you're getting ready to buy that next vehicle, basic choice you need to make is used or new, right? I mean, that's a sort of preliminary choice. Well, you go to the dealership, you look at the new car, you look at the price, you drive it, you smell it, you do the stuff, and then you go to Frontier and you drive it, you smell it, you look at the price, you make a decision. All right, because that's what you'll see. You'll see the new car over here for the full-blown price, and then you'll see the 1, 2, or 3-year-old used car with low mileage and good condition at Frontier, and you make a decision. I don't know how many thousands of dollars having a brand new car is worth to you. To me, it's not worth anything. I would just as soon get the car and save the money and drive it into the ground because that's how I'm going to do cars, and that's how Dave Ramsey says to do cars. But, you know, you can do whatever you want to do. Just compare it. I mean, honestly, get a good side-by-side comparison. Now, while you're at Frontier, of course, you can check around because they're going to have a lot of different vehicles, about 300 on the lot at any moment, you know, sedans and Jeeps and minivans and SUVs, and you can compare them side-by-side. In fact, they leave them open in the morning so that you can go and sit in them and then, you know, drive 1, 2, 3. I mean, drive 4 or 5. That's fine. You know, sample the buffet, so to speak. Don't just go quickly and, you know, deal with one. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind that big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. We are still under a tornado watch this morning. It stretches basically from Okaloosa County up into the southernmost counties of Alabama, about halfway to Montgomery, and then all the way west, all the way over to Hattiesburg, Mississippi, and then down back to the coast. So, yes, Okaloosa, Santa Rosa, Escambia, Baldwin, Mobile counties are all under that tornado watch this morning. So we are paying attention to that. That's the lower level, in case you have trouble remembering. The watch is the keep an eye out. The warning is the run hide, you know, okay? So it's only at the lower level, but it is something to be aware of this morning. I mean, you look out the window, you're like, really? But, you know, yes, because to our north, in fact, I'm watching it on the News Radio ThreatNet radar right now, the southern, not quite the southern half, but basically from Birmingham in a reverse arc over towards Jackson, Mississippi, not quite that far, but to the border in that direction, is an enormous storm right now. Like, if you're going north on 65, you're going to be in the middle of this thing. And there's rotation reported inside this storm. Now, it's, you know what, 60, 70 miles to our north at the moment. But, of course, spin-off spawning elements of that could be a factor. And they're just wanting to make sure that people are aware. And I think it's probably, frankly, it's more so for, like, the northern portions of Escambia, Okaloosa, and Santa Rosa. But they don't really distinguish it that way so well when you're talking about the tornado watches. But still, just kind of something to be aware of, especially, again, if you do have to drive toward the north. 828 News Radio 92.3. Man, there are, I tell you when I do the Transgressor service on Fridays, how, like, I never have to make this stuff up. There are so many things that I am always, you know, like, I have way more candidates for cancellation than I ever have enough time to do. Here's one that came out relatively recently. I just thought it was fascinating. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren wants to replace the state flag and seal of Massachusetts because she says, and others say, that the imagery promotes, you know, white supremacy culture. You say, what? Okay. If you look at the picture, it's the seal of the county of Union in, this is in New Jersey. Union County. I don't know why the Massachusetts is part of that story. Anyway, the one in New Jersey has a picture of a British soldier shooting, a white lady outside of a house, which is not typically what you think of as going on the state seal or the county seal, but it is. It depicts the murder of Hannah Caldwell. You have a murder depicted on your seal. She was the mother of 9 children, the first woman killed in New Jersey during the Revolutionary War, shot at her home in 1780 on June 7th by a British soldier, hence the red coat. According to Union County Commissioner Chairman Sergio Granados, the imagery of murder is inaccurate as Caldwell was shot inside the home. So this is your objection? The objection is that the depiction is not, you know, medical examiner accurate. Because it's shown outside the home when it was actually inside the home, which makes it worse, but is, I guess, harder to depict on your seal.
Maybe they only had one medical examiner for the flag stitchers.
Yeah.
That's probably what it is. Exactly. Thanks, Jersey.
It's believed to be the only government seal in the U.S. that depicts a murder in progress.
Well, I'm not surprised it's in Jersey.
While we do not want to erase the history of the important occurrence, the picture of the current seal is not a true depiction of what actually happened. In addition, the fact that our seal contains, you know, a brutal murder could be viewed as insensitivity in today's climate with, you know, gun violence and violence against women. Or maybe it's the reason why you gained independence, because that inspired people at the time to take up arms against the British and, you know. So, anyway, just, you know, when you think your county seal isn't awesome, it could always be Union, New Jersey.
I'm Karen McHugh. Damage assessments continue after weekend tornado strikes in 11 states in the South and Midwest. Fox Weather's Max Gordon is in Wynn, Arkansas.
The National Weather Service's Memphis office preliminarily giving this an EF3 rating. It did significant damage to the town of about 8,000 people, tearing apart homes, businesses, and Wynn's high school.
Those storms killing at least 32. Who will be the next astronauts to orbit the moon?
NASA will let the public know the names of the crew assigned to the Artemis II mission today. Artemis is the U.S.-led project to return humans to the lunar surface, spearheaded by the Trump administration. While the names have been a closely guarded secret, it is known the four-person crew will be made up of 3 U.S. astronauts and 1 Canadian. At least one crew member is expected to be a woman.
Fox's Evan Brown. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31. News Radio 92.3. It is 74 degrees. Partly cloudy. Again, we do have a tornado watch that for the entire listening area until 11 o'clock this morning. Governor Ron DeSantis appears to be gaining more supporters in key battleground states. He was a headliner at the Pennsylvania Leadership Conference on Saturday. Some Trump supporters there said they came out favoring DeSantis now, although 2 polls that did come out yesterday show Trump still leading DeSantis in the GOP primary. New York Governor Kathy Hochul offering to send in the National Guard. She says state police are ready for former President Trump's arraignment in Manhattan tomorrow. George Solis in New York City.
Along busy Fifth Avenue, barricades have been set up as far as the eye can see. There's also growing press here from around the globe. They are mixed in with tourists that are flocking to the region. The police presence here also only expected to grow in the coming hours.
And demonstrations reportedly near Trump Tower and Manhattan Criminal Court have been very small so far, but they're not ruling out larger crowds as the day goes on. President Trump expected to travel to New York this afternoon. Well, anybody headed to the Escambia County, Alabama courthouse in Brewton is going to have to go through some new screening processes starting today. Security personnel there checking for prohibited items like guns, knives, pepper spray, lighters. They even specify nunchucks, anything that could be used as a weapon. Officials say if you're headed to the courthouse there, just make sure you get there a little bit early to get through that screening. A West Pensacola arcade bar that's been at odds with the county for months now over an alcohol permit finally got approval to start serving drinks. The Grid Arcade, now able to serve beer at their retro arcade. And up until recently, the county had denied the permit because they were less than 1,000 feet from a daycare by a few dozen feet. The last measurement came out to about 950 feet.
There's tons of people out here who are trying to pursue business just like I am. They're having hard times, and they dropped the dreams because they were told no.
Business owner Daniel Demeter there, he pled his case before the Board of Adjustments. Eventually, he built 30 feet of extra sidewalk in front of his building's front door. Demeter says his business has now been growing rapidly. A Century man convicted on drug and weapon charges. He'll be sentenced later on this month. North Escambia reporting Kendrick Jamar Washington has been found guilty on cocaine trafficking and carrying an unlicensed firearm charges. Prosecutors say Washington pointed a weapon at his sister and threatened to kill her last June. She filed a report with the sheriff's office after that incident. If you're headed to Lillian, Alabama today and you drive past the post office, you might see some damage to their building. Apparently a car crashed into it on Saturday. The Baldwin Sheriff's Office and Lilly and Fire Department both responded to that. The good news is nobody was hurt, and there's no word right now on how extensive that damage is. And teenagers at Northview High School named the late Kara Santarelli as their prom queen over the weekend. Those students also honored their friend with a mural on Pensacola Graffiti Bridge. Celebration of Life, of course, was held for Kara last week. Santarelli was killed in that crash on Highway 29 when her car was hit by a wrong-way driver last month. It is 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Candy.
All right. A little slow north of I-10 on Highway 29, like it usually is. This is brought to you by Discover, by the way. Creighton and Davis showing an accident with no roadblock. That intersection usually pretty busy, but it's not blocking anything. Moved off to the side. Watch for emergency vehicles. And taking a look in Myrtle Grove, Warrington and West Jackson Street, another busy intersection showing a vehicle crash, but it looks like it has been moved into one of the four parking lots right there. Certainly, if you see an accident or a slowdown, text 437-1620. Discover credit cards. Do something awesome at the end of the first year. Automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you've earned doubled. See terms and check it out for yourself. Discover.com/match. 437-1620. If you have traffic tips, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's going to be a nice day throughout the morning with temperatures warming up near 81 degrees in the afternoon. Showers and thunderstorms possible through the later half of the day. 50% chance of rain. Overnight tonight, temperatures staying warm with a low near 72. We're going to stay warm as you go into Tuesday with a high near 80 degrees. Small chance of a stray shower. 10% chance of rain overall. By Tuesday night, temperatures dropping into the 70s. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you, Brooke. Right now, 74. It's mostly cloudy in Pensacola, 73 in Gulf Breeze, 73 in Milton. Again, that tornado watch until 11 o'clock this morning. Your next news at 9, breaking news anytime. News Radio 92.3.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. I'm the president of New South Window Solutions. What I'd like people to understand about our company is what's unique about us. We manufacture, we install, we guarantee. We go out of our way to make it easy. The most important thing that New South offers is very simple, absolutely true factory direct pricing. From our factory to our truck to your driveway. Most other window companies are either resellers, a wholesaler, a contractor, a distributor, a sales organization. We eliminate those levels of marketing, so you're paying true factory direct pricing.
Going on now, save 35% off factory direct windows and doors. Call 1-800-NEW-WINDOWS.
This is Paul Epstein with Running Wild. Join me this Wednesday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Discover why we at Running Wild are the running and fitness experts in the Pensacola and Fairhope communities, specializing in fitting you in the best shoe, apparel, and training for your unique needs. We pride ourselves on serving, training, and encouraging you to reach your goals. So bring your questions this Wednesday at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM. 1620.
Your money now this morning. The Dow is up 143.72 at the opening bell, 33,417.87. The S&P 500 up 219 at 411.50. And the NASDAQ down this morning, but at down 43.80 at 12,178.11. Our U.S. 10-year bond rate at 3.5% today. Gold prices up at $1,995.20. Silver down, though, at $24.02 this morning. The latest round of vehicle recalls posted in the last week featuring leaking fuel tanks, torn airbags, defective side view mirrors. Honda and Chrysler accounting for most of the more than 393,000 cars that have been recalled by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. And WWE now reportedly in the grips of a huge media merger.
The WWE will merge with the UFC in a publicly traded company that will be controlled by the Endeavor Group. That merger values the WWE at $9.3 billion and the UFC at $12.1 billion. The WWE's Vince McMahon will continue as executive chairman and CEO Nick Khan will continue his role. Dana White will remain president of the UFC. A new name for the combined company will be announced soon. I'm Rory O'Neill.
Quite a shakeup in the entertainment industry. It's 8:38. Your next news at 9. And breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola on the FM dial at 92.3 and 95.3. Listen on the AM dial at 1620. Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app. You can also listen to podcasts of all of our local shows on demand and get news and traffic alerts. Listen to local talk shows in the morning and afternoon drive, and we're Pensacola's home for Brian Kilmeade. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm going to have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
Next time you were making cookies, you might want to think before licking this spoon. The CDC is investigating after 11 states reported a salmonella outbreak. Some of those who reported an illness ate raw cookie dough before getting sick. While the agency is trying to determine the type of affected flour, it's urging people not to eat raw dough and to wash away any surfaces or utensils that may have come into contact with it.
No. Uh-oh. No. Oh, my goodness. So I did some research because I had kind of vaguely heard about this, and turns out the advice from the CDC is, in fact, don't eat uncooked flour. Don't eat the pancake batter or the waffle batter or the cookie dough or the uncooked pasta that you made at home or the and see, I had always thought that was true of the eggs, like the eggs, chicken, or the salmonella concern. Now, apparently in the flour, the uncooked flour, the so-called raw flour. So the question is, with that advice out, there's a story about that, and you know, the CDC's got their own publication about it. 437-1620. Even taking that into account, do you or don't you eat the raw whatever it is, the raw batter, the raw dough, the, you know, anything in this category, the cake mix, you know, whatever it is? 437-1620. Candy?
It hurts you have to ask, but like, yeah. I do. In 2009, they released another like salmonella or whatever it was outbreak due to the cookie dough, and I had a toothache, and so who I was dating at the time got me some raw cookie dough because yeah, I'm a big pig. And anyway, I thought I got mumps, but I got
salmonella in your
right,
tooth.
Right? Yeah. Oh, Dr. Mixon at the urgent care at Sacred had to give me a shot.
Oh,
I was
gosh.
Like, oh my gosh. And I still do it.
Yeah.
Well, and see, I will still always do
see,
it.
See, that's the thing is, like, I absolutely understand that salmonella poisoning is no laughing matter. But
no, it's like
I will tell
poisoning,
you that, you know, raw cake batter is also no laughing matter. I mean, that's the yums.
Yeah, like, I'm going to skip it.
Like, I'm going to not eat cookie dough, and I'm not going to, you know, have some of the waffle mix. Because that's just, it's just quality controls, all that is.
Yeah, you want to make sure it's going to taste
just
good.
Just making sure that I will tell you, there have been times when you try a little bit of the before you cook it, and you're like, well, that doesn't taste right. Oh, because I used, you know, an example that I've heard from other people. I mean, I've never personally done this, but, geez, I put in a tablespoon of salt instead of a teaspoon, because that'll do it.
Absolutely.
That'll make it taste wrong. Or the reverse is, doesn't seem like I have any salt. No, forgot to put it in, you know, so.
Sure, or even if you get it in the tube, you want to make sure that it still tastes good. Like, I'm not allowed to have sugar at the house. When Mark was training me, I'd bring in raw cookie dough and eat it in front of him.
437.
Thank you.
437-1620. Somebody here says, I'm 61 and I have been eating raw cookie dough forever. I won't stop. Yeah, it's just another example of the CDC trying to, you know, ruin fun and control
That's
your
right.
life. And
now I want to talk to
you
Dr.
alive.
Fauci.
Yeah, right. So 437-1620 questions. Do you eat the raw batter? Do you eat the raw dough? I kind of almost a person who would say no to that question, I'm kind of side-eye about you as a human. You know,
right.
Like,
those are the kind of people that put ketchup on hot dogs.
Yeah, because, you know, and this maybe this is the secondary question is, tell me something where the batter is better than the end product, like where the uncooked is better than the end product. And I'll tell you my answer, all of them. All of them. Okay, listen, cake versus cake batter, cake batter. Cookie dough versus cookies, cookie dough.
Yeah.
Pancakes are better when they're not cooked. I mean, like, every across the board, the uncooked stuff. Now, I cook it and I eat the stuff that's cooked, but I'm a little sad. I'm a little sad when I'm eating the cooked because even something dumb, a Jiffy Mix biscuits, okay? The biscuits are good. The batter is better. It just is. It's
biscuit
you know,
batter?
Yeah, biscuit batter is better. I said all those bees right in one row right there. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. Somebody here says, uncooked pasta. How do you eat uncooked pasta? Oh, no. Okay, two notes here. Number one is, now some people will chew on the store pre-made hard pasta, mm-hmm. which I used to do that as a kid. It's not good for your teeth.
Okay. Same and same. Mm-hmm.
Okay. But if you actually make pasta from scratch, you know, from eggs and flour and salt.
To be fair, that dough is delicious.
Oh, yes. You can eat a full serving of just the raw fettuccine. It's so good. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I eat, you know, when I'm making like fettuccine Alfredo or something. I will eat the raw. And my boys, too, we'll all eat it, you know. And I'm up against, like, I got to do it secretly so mom doesn't see because she's kind of like, you know, I'm the one that's going to have to take them to the hospital. I'm like, I know, but what you don't know won't kill them. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. Not like dad's, you know, bad guy, good guy. Somebody here says sushi. Well, okay, I get it. It's not batter per se, but I understand the answer for sure. Let's see. Somebody here says, is life even worth living without cookie dough, brownie mix, cake mix, etc.? No, that's a fair question.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, if you were sentenced to a life with no batter and no dough, I mean, why bother anymore? What's the reason to get up in the morning? Somebody here says, raw buttermilk biscuit dough made from scratch is the best. Oh, that's Deborah Dunlap, and she's 100% right.
She's always right.
So
yeah,
of course she is.
Yeah, sure.
You know, like you're making, even when you do like out of the mix, what is the place in New Orleans that makes the, the beignets. What's it called?
Cafe du Monde.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So you can go buy that mix, right?
Right. And it is.
And all you
got to
do is
delicious.
Add, I think it's milk, and it's fantastic. Fantastic, just plain. And then, of course, it makes the best beignets as well. Somebody here says, oh, the pasta. Somebody here says, CDC, shouldn't it be the FDA? Salmonella is a food contaminant, not a disease. Yeah, see, they're out of their range.
Absolutely.
And somebody says, brownie batter beats baked brownies all day. I love
brownie
the fact that you use
brownies.
So many bees right in a row
yeah.
like that. 8:45 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, yummy. Somebody says yummy brownie mix. Indeed, right?
You know, that's what you should do next year for men who
just
cook.
Raw
just
stuff?
Get out raw cookie dough.
Maybe I'm going to pass on that
No,
one.
You'll win. Everybody will get sick, but can you imagine the trophy? Like Eddie could make it at Awards Masters.
I bet
they have like a little gold.
I don't think that they would appreciate that
or that might be
the end of our run on men who cook. So Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Whatever. They don't have like...
No.
Okay. Creighton and Davis showing an accident. No roadblock. So it looks like a busy intersection, but it has been moved off to the side. Same with New Warrington and Jackson Street. That's near the Cumberland Farms and the Circle K and the tire repair place. And it looks like that accident has been moved off into one of those parking lots. But do watch for emergency crews on scene. Certainly be careful. If you see an accident or have a traffic tip, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Yeah. For anybody who doesn't, I mean, like, I feel like most of the people who are texting in, you grasp the goodness, the innate virtue of dough and batter. And I think there are some people who are just kind of unsure about it. You know, maybe you've never really tried much. And here's my analogy for you, because I can't use a taste analogy because you already don't get that. Mm-hmm. But imagine, like, listening to your favorite album and then listening to your favorite album with earplugs in. You can still hear it, but it's kind of muted. The muted is the cooked. Like, pancakes, the way they taste cooked is the muted sound, and the batter is just vivid and visceral and raw and loud and good and, like, right?
No, and yeah, no, I mean, absolutely, but I'm used to
trying
having
to, you know,
pants
over-analogize
broad.
Things.
Okay.
That's what I do.
What
8:47
do.
On News Radio 92.3.
They should have to change it to men who prepare.
That's funny. I like that.
I wish I had an award for you.
Oh.
That's hilarious, Tam.
Oh,
what?
My God. So... Like, genuinely?
Yeah.
Do you know how much fun it would be to have a food competition? Like, you know, we have all the gumbo cooking and the crab cakes and all.
Yes.
And arrogant steak. And
yes, yeah.
What
oh
if there was a...
Best ever, yeah.
What if there was... This is going to sound so wrong when I say it out loud. A batter off.
Nope.
Like, where... Mm-hmm. No! Put your mic back on. No, what if it was all... Batter and dough, and that was the competition. Come on, tell me that wouldn't be awesome.
No, I think it's a great idea, but we could have like golden adult diapers after because we're all going to need them.
We would all feel so, like, not because it's contaminated, but like, you know, you eat like 10 different versions and you're like, oh, I can't take any more. But
oh, it wouldn't stop me. Were you that spill when I ate all that cheese?
I genuinely think this would be a fun thing to do. It's never going to happen, but I think it would be a great thing to do. All right, let's talk about lawns.
What do they have, the Culver's cookie dough ice cream? Have you ever tried to, by the way, cook the cookie dough out of ice cream? They make a little teeny tiny cookie. It doesn't.
No, I wouldn't think that's very good.
So lawns?
So lawns. I feel like Colin Jost. I can't go on. If you want a beautiful lawn in the summer, you know when you got to think about it now. You know, I know it's boring adult stuff, but look, if you want to be embarrassed about your lawn again, then just do what you've always done, nothing. You know, don't do nothing. I know it's a double negative. Go away. NSEC, okay, they will come out and look for, you know, there's no charge to have them look and give you an estimate. And what they'll do is they'll figure out what's the plan to make sure you got that beautiful, lush, brag-worthy lawn in the summer. Healthy, right? And, you know, they have 8 annual applications, time, program, targeted to get your lawn what it needs when it needs it. Free lawn analysis and estimate, as I said. Initial soil sample is going to be part of that. They'll tell you what amendments you need specifically for your lawn and a plan for your lawn. Fertilizer applications, you get standard service visit with seasonal pre-emergent weed control, broadleaf and grassy weed control, insect control, and fungicide. Also, they have aeration, sod, plugging, all that stuff's available. And if you sign up today, you get your first lawn application free with any new lawn program that includes initial soil sample, lime treatment on an average-sized lawn. That's for an annual program. And they're hiring. So if you or know somebody that wants to be a full-time pest or lawn technician in Pensacola, Mobile, Baldwin County, and Panama City, great pay and benefits, 401k, health insurance. This is a career, not just a job. There are opportunities for growth. You can apply at workwithnsec.com.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck because the redesigned 2023 Subaru Outback shares your spirit. The Outback can take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. And Subaru's estimated highway fuel economy for non-turbo 2023 Outback models is up to 32 miles per gallon. And comparing information from competitors' website, the Outback has more ground clearance than Honda CR-V or Toyota RAV4. So you can take on the path less traveled with ease. And when Experian Automotive studied vehicles in operation versus total new registrations, they found that 97% of Outback vehicles sold in the last 10 years are still on the road today, which means you can explore your world with confidence. The 2023 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Actual mileage may vary. Clearance comparisons as of June 2022. Experian data for model years 2012 to 2021 as of December 2022.
Hi, I'm Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons. The Escambia County Sheriff Foundation will host their very first Cops, Cars, and Crawfish event Saturday, April 15th from 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock at Five Flag Speedway. We'll have crawfish plates, hamburgers, hot dogs, there will be a car show, and we'll show the movie Cars on our giant screen. So come on out to Five Flag Speedway Saturday, April the 15th and support the Escambia County Sheriff Foundation's Cops, Cars, and Crawfish. For more information, go to the Escambia County Sheriff's Foundation Facebook page. See you there.
Do you struggle with occasional nerve aches in your hands or feet? Try Nervive Nerve Relief from the world's number one nerve care company. Nervive tablets contain alpha-lipoic acid to relieve nerve aches, weakness, and discomfort, plus B-complex vitamins to support healthy nerve function as you age. Live life with less nerve discomfort with Nervive Nerve Relief. Learn more at NerviveHealth.com. And try Nervive Pain Relieving Cream to block nerve pain signals at the source. Use as directed.
A-R-G-O-S, Argos, go Argos!
I'm Claire Stewart with the University of West Florida. UWF will be celebrating Founders Week from April 15th to April 20th, and we invite community members and alumni to join in on the festivities. Join Anna Marie Mixon and President Martha Saunders on the Pensacola Expert Panel to learn how you can join us. Tune in this Thursday at 9 a.m. to learn more. That's this Thursday on the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola on the FM dial at 92.3 and 95.3. Listen on the AM dial at 1620.
How do I tell them that because of the unfreezing process I have no inner monologue?
Hey, 53 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hey, if you are 64 turning 65, now is the time to start thinking about you're going to make that transition, and it's going to feel a little bit odd to you to be on Medicare instead of to be on your regular insurance, but it's really not hard to do. And even though you got questions about, you know, what is supplement and what is Advantage and what do I do with prescription drugs and do I qualify for Medicaid? Great questions, good questions. They're the same questions that I will ask in a couple of years when I talk to my friend Ricky Stewart, because this is what she does. Her whole family does insurance. She handles this one slice of it. She helps people get transitioned over onto Medicare. It's very easy, even though it can seem a little bit scary and daunting. Give her a call, 341-2185 for Ricky Stewart Insurance. So Saturday Night Live over the weekend, as is often the case, not very funny, until you got to the Weekend Update. And Weekend Update was particularly hilarious, not because of the jokes, but because of a joke. A prank of sorts. And in order to understand it, you have to hear a little bit of the setup, even though that part's not all that funny, okay? But pay attention to the volume of laughter that Colin Jost is getting on his jokes versus what will come from Michael Che.
I'm Michael Che. I'm Colin Jost. Well, great news for conservatives. New York is finally cracking down on crime. Former President Donald Trump was indicted for his role in paying hush money to porn star Stormy Daniels. And the trial will be like a Stormy Daniels movie because I'm deeply ashamed at how excited I am to watch it. Trump will reportedly surrender next week, but his lawyer, Joe Tacopina, who Trump definitely calls Joe Tapioca, said that the president will not be put in handcuffs, though he would consider wearing fake breakaway handcuffs and a Superman t-shirt. When Trump surrenders, New York City police will take his official mugshot, which you know is the only thing Trump cares about getting right. I'm sure he's hoping it'll look cool like Frank Sinatra's, but I bet it'll end up closer to Nick Nolte.
So pretty muted, okay, in comparison with when Michael Che delivers the jokes.
Trump is reportedly being charged with 34 counts of business fraud. Business fraud is also what they call the Trump costume at Spirit Halloween.
You hear the difference?
President Biden on Friday told reporters that he had no comment on Trump's indictment, and then he danced away like the Six Flags guy.
So you can kind of hear the nervous laugh of Colin Jost, like, why are your jokes landing and my jokes are not? Oh, we'll explain in a second. Let's get Canyon here with traffic on the fives.
A couple of accidents to watch out for one, Creighton and Davis. It's a hit and run, and the intersection's pretty busy, but watch for emergency vehicles. The accident's been moved to a parking lot. Same thing with New Warrington and Jackson on the west side of Pensacola. Traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. So back to SNL. So Jost is telling jokes, not getting many laughs. Che is telling jokes and getting big laughs. So Jost tries again.
I think in general the people might be overreacting to this indictment. Like, an actual headline on CNN yesterday was, "Nothing in American history approaches the tumult of the charging and possible trial and conviction of a former president." A more accurate headline would be, "Man we all knew was criminal, may be criminal." At this point, it feels like even pro-Trump people have moved on. I mean, I went down to the courthouse today, and I was the only protester there.
You stink!
So somebody yells, "You stink," from the audience, which never happens during SNL, right?
I told them not to laugh at your favorite food.
So Michael Che told the audience beforehand, don't laugh at his jokes. That'll be our April Fool's Day prank. And then Jost completely lost it. Like, he couldn't go on.
Am I not mic'd?
Am I not mic'd?
And then I was just like, oh, I just suck.
Do I just suck?
All right, moving right along. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene.
You're evil.
That's a great prank.
Come to New York on Tuesday to protest Trump's indictment because apparently it takes her 3 days to put on her Joker makeup. Nah, they'll probably laugh at this next one.
That's the meanest thing you've ever done. I'm covered in sweat.
Yeah, too late now.
Don't you even dare try now.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who thinks he's Gaston, but girl, you LeFou. Ron DeSantis, I'm shaking.
Oh, man, that's a great prank. That really is. Oh, my goodness. Hey, when it comes to heating or cooling your home, you got a lot of choices for HVAC maintenance, repairs, or replacement. You want to be able to pick up your phone and know that you're calling the right company. Peden Air Conditioning, Heating, and Electrical. The main focus is to provide quality service installation combined with the best products in the industry. Soon enough, you're going to be kicking on that AC full time, right? And you want to make sure it's going to work properly, work the whole summer, not waste your energy. Always a good idea to get that checked out. Call Peden Air Conditioning today. Set up an appointment to have your air conditioning checked out. $49 inspections right now. $49 inspections right now. They're also doing free sewer camera inspection, and once you do that, whatever repairs you decide to do, it's $250 off of that. And Peden is expanding to Baldwin County soon, so new offices coming to Baldwin County very soon. Find out more at Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N.com. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow. Listen.